And that sound means it's time for This Week in History. It is History Matters with the one, the only, Mr. Scott Washington. How are you?
Well, doing good, Aaron. Wow, there's so many great things. I'm thinking of those great songs of ABBA that we could hear down next weekend.
Right,
that sounds
right.
Great fun.
But have you seen Mamma Mia before?
No,
I've only seen the movie.
That's
yeah,
it.
With
yeah,
Meryl
exactly.
Streep. Yeah,
but
I've never seen it live.
I'm sure it's probably the music is good.
The music is great.
The
yeah,
the plot is kind of hilarious, but
that's a good thing, right?
Yes, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. It's
that's
a comedy.
Like
it should be hilarious.
Events in history could be
yeah,
like that too. Like,
oh, nice.
You know, nobody would even invent this plot. Like, we have one from 1184 BC. The Greeks enter Troy hidden in a giant wooden horse. Now,
yes.
I'm telling you, nobody would say, oh, that would be a great idea. But, of course, we know it's a turning
and
point.
And yet, I guess the first time you try it, like, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice. Like, nowadays we know if someone leaves a giant horse outside your wall, then don't bring it in.
That's
but
right. First time,
first
time
it's like, oh, it's a horse. It's a gift. Like you do, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, there's
poor Trojans.
Great things. Well, you know, I almost think that Monday the 24th should be called Tech Support Day, because that's when the Hubble telescope,
yes,
$1.5 billion, gets launched into outer space back in 1990.
Back when $1.5 billion was real money.
And they realize it's out
it's
of focus.
It's not working, yeah.
And they pour back through everything, and they find that at one critical juncture, the English, one English group in America, they use different measurements, metric and standard, and they have to actually send up a repair mission.
I did not know that.
Yes, isn't that?
I remember when the Hubble got launched and there was all this big controversy over, oh, it doesn't work. It's
yes,
sending back fuzzy photos. It was metric versus standard
exactly,
measurement.
One yeah, tiny thing. It reminds me of like when the Dukes, when they were establishing their cigarette empire, they used immigrants, everybody else did, to hand roll cigarettes.
Right.
Somebody invented a machine that would roll them, but it kept breaking down. All the other companies tried it. The Dukes did something different. They got the machine, but then they hired the mechanic that knew how to fix it when it broke. And that changed
it's
the tide.
A vital thing right there, yeah.
That's right. So
the difference between metric and standard measurements.
Yes.
That's also why the cake I made last week went all awry.
Well, sometimes you just keep adding, you know.
Right,
I've done
right,
that many
yeah,
times. Like, what's wrong? I'll just keep adding something to that. And that's sometimes help and sometimes not.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you look ahead, there's some other really interesting things happening this week. License plates in 1901 become, New York becomes the first state to actually require automobiles to have license plates. So I guess before that time, hey, that black car there.
That black car there, yeah. And of course, it was Model T that, time,
that's
so
right,
literally
there's
everything
only one
was
color,
that black
that's
car
right, yeah,
there, yeah. Henry Ford's famous line.
Yeah.
Okay, so cool. So other things that happened in history, and I go back to Monday, April 24th, because
yeah,
I mean I'm wearing my Thomas Jefferson Monticello
yes,
shirt.
Yes. And I can tell you right now it says I cannot live without books.
What
a
quote
great
from
quote.
Thomas Jefferson.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's of course in 1800. On that date, April 24th, is when the Library of Congress is established.
Yes.
You know, isn't it astonishing, Aaron, how many things happen in the last 200 years?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just astonishing. We've remarked on whether it's matches or something else, escalators, and we go, really? If they
like 80 years yes, ago, 50 years ago? Yeah.
It's kind of, this is yeah, another thing that thinking the Library of Congress was established then, and what a difference that has made
mm-hmm,
in the collection of
because the Library of Congress was started with one person's library. It
yes,
was Thomas Jefferson's collection of books. He donated it and it became the Library of Congress. And now today, you go to the
oh,
Library of
gosh,
Congress, which is a great place to visit.
Right.
But they've got everything,
oh, everything
there,
yeah,
and it's this unbelievably monumental collection. And we were talking about just the accumulation of knowledge
yeah,
over, and it's exponential. Like just in the
oh,
last
gosh,
5 or 10 years, just this incredible accumulation of knowledge. So that if you print out Wikipedia, it would be I've read this somewhere, just how mountainous a printout of just Wikipedia would be.
Really,
compared
wow,
to just let
oh,
alone the
it,
entire rest of our knowledge.
And you know, it's fascinating because on Tuesday, April 25th. 1961 is when Robert Noyce patents his revolutionary device, the silicon integrated circuit. And you know, well, you were just talking about knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Think of computers, phones, everything that we rely on so much stems from this. It's just phenomenal what has occurred from that time.
Yeah. Absolutely. Speaking with Scott Washington, History Matters. We got this long list of historical events. So we talked about this before. So we're getting close to this day in history, which is April 27th. But April 26th, history. Yes. 1865, the surrender at Bennett Place, which is right up the road in Durham, which is the greatest troop surrender in the Civil War. Also the day that John Wilkes Booth is finally found and shot and killed.
Yes,
so that
which
was
overshadows what happens in Durham for many, many years until more recently. One of the things...
Because at that point, we're already sort of under... In 1865, like everyone sort of... was under the impression that the Civil War had ended, so the surrender at Bennett Place was, even at the time, considered kind of an afterthought. But.
And if you haven't been there, do go there. It's a wonderful site.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really a national site, but it's a state site and maintained by the state of North Carolina. One of the fascinating things, I went there yesterday because it's 152nd anniversary, and I learned a fascinating fact. We've heard sometimes about the Confederate treasure, the Confederate gold. Well, apparently there was actually... silver coins from Mexico that were maintained in a train, and Jefferson wanted to take that on, and Joe Johnson, after the surrender papers.
Jefferson Davis, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Johnson actually said no. He gave the money out to the troops that were surrendering, so they at least have one coin to go home with. Now, this was something I did not know.
All right. I wasn't aware that there were, every war, I guess, has this, but like legends of Confederate gold.
Oh, yes. Up in Danville? Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
They're still looking for hidden gold there. Luckily, the armory blew up there on April 15th and saved that city from being razed by Union troops. But still, people are searching for that. You will sometimes see on the History Channel something about the search for this lost. No, it's gone.
It's given out.
Thank goodness.
The History Channel has stopped doing history a long time ago, didn't they? Like, it's all Nazis and aliens on that channel now.
Where did this history component? Like, they kind of use that term very loosely.
Yes,
I think.
a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unlike us, we've got the hard and fast history right here.
Well, you know, coming up to, let's see, today, we've got one of the, you know, this connects with really what happened at Bennett Place in 1865, because when the initial surrender documents were presented and sent to Washington, they had a conspiracy. They didn't know what was going on. And one of the clauses that, in his haste, that Sherman had written was that, and trying to think how Lincoln would be generous, you'll have your property returned. Well, this was like code for, are we going back to slavery?
Right.
Heads go up. They're saying, has Sherman gone native? What's going on? And they send U.S. Grant down, basically take over. We don't know. Well, he's an old drinking buddy of Sherman. He knows.
Right.
No, it's got to be the same terms as Appomattox.
Yeah.
But what was fascinating is on April 27th, 1822 is when Ulysses Simpson Grant is born, but his name was Hiram Ulysses Grant, and it's only when he's entering West Point his name was mistakenly written down as Ulysses S. Grant, and he begins using that.
Interesting. Did he come up with the Simpson himself?
I don't know. It kind of makes you wonder
like
about the cartoons.
Really odd mistake. Yeah.
Is this where the Simpsons got their idea from?
Possibly. Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting.
But kind of one of the more interesting things.
So he just I guess if your first name is Hiram and someone gives you the opportunity to make it something else, that's probably a good idea.
Yes.
To take that opportunity. You're not going to get very many chances like that.
Well, here's a couple of things that happens on today. In 1994, South Africa holds its first democratic general election in which black South Africans could vote. I mean, I remember that, and that was pretty significant.
Yeah, yeah.
Another one that's kind of funny is 1986, a video pirate overrode an HBO movie broadcast with a message announcing he wasn't going to pay for his cable service.
That's good. So, you know, the amount of money and energy he put into that video broadcast, he probably could have paid for a lot of people's cable service.
But for those people who think, oh, history doesn't matter, well, if you ever enjoyed Woody Woodpecker or Chili Willy, Walter Lantz was born on 1899 on this date, April 27th. And, you know, what would the world be without ha-ha-ha? So it just shows there's all kind of creativity that is expressed also on this date. And I think it's pretty significant. Mm-hmm. You know, we think of Sir Walter Raleigh, and of course, the capital being named after him. Mm-hmm. But when Queen Elizabeth issued a charter to him on March 25th, 1584, to go search out this new land, Raleigh did. He sends three expeditions. His first one leaves on this date, April 27th, 1584, and lands on the coast of North Carolina on July 13th, 1580. Now, you know, think of that. It's almost 3 months.
3 months, yeah.
You know, and this is part of the reason why we think of the Revolutionary War. There was this big gap of time between what was happening here and getting it back.
Yeah. Well, it's why you have, I mean, even in the 1800s, you have 1815, the War of 1812 ends.
Oh, yes.
They sign the treaty, and then the Battle of New Orleans happens because the word doesn't get down that far.
Exactly.
And the same thing, like everyone in 1865 is operating under the assumption that the Civil War is over, whereas this huge army in the South hasn't surrendered yet because of that information. My favorite story, and I think we've talked about this before, about the Constitution, was that it took the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia was supposed to convene in like early May, and it convened 2 weeks late because that's how long it took the delegation from New Hampshire to get from New Hampshire to Philadelphia. Like 2 weeks it
really
took them.
I and did we talk not about, know that, yeah. That is fascinating.
And we talk about today, like people who are talking about sort of international institutions of government, like the European Union, which, you know, France is debating even as we speak, and like larger institutions like that, like, oh, that's way too big. If you had a world government today, that would in a lot of ways be smaller than the government that we created in the U.S. in Philadelphia. Because, I mean, it takes 2 weeks to get from New Hampshire to Philadelphia in 1787. Yeah. You can get to the moon and back in half that time today.
Well, I mean, what's remarkable about when you mention that is how many of these delegates, they don't have long lives because they were traveling incessantly, and it is very hard under extremely adverse circumstances.
We just talked not long ago about that new book that just came out about George Washington's Southern Tour in 1791, which is this arduous tour that just, you know, you can do it in a couple of days now, just drive down and zip around and drive
on
back. But George Washington at this point is the president. He's an older guy, and he takes this long tour through parts of the South that are not very well developed at the time.
Now, he had a specially built carriage for that trip, and afterwards it was dismantled and pieces were given out to supporters.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the Smithsonian doing that? Hey, we got that flag from the Battle of 1812. Hey, anybody want a piece of it?
this little wood chip here came off the Spirit of St. Louis.
You know, and I have never found any pieces, you know, on eBay or anybody else say, oh yes, this is the piece from that carriage. So I think people carried it around, and then they...
Does that mean there's some arbitrage that we can exploit now?
Yeah, like, that's probably...
We could sell a wood chip as a piece off of George Washington's carriage. We'll get $10 bucks for that, right?
Hey, look, there's a dollar bill. Look, it has his face on it.
Yeah.
Well, you know...
Don't defraud eBay,
well,
everyone.
This is also
that
week when we have killer bees first reach San Antonio, Texas in 1992. And then we've got, I think, is kind of interesting, on Saturday the 29th, the all-purpose zipper is invented by Gideon Sundback in 1913. Now, can you imagine, you mean, what, how, we didn't have
barely
a zipper before?
Years,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's kind of astonishing to really think about.
We all had... You know, I can only imagine all the things
I know,
that we
people
did,
are thinking about zippers right now in all different kinds of ways.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in 1852, a thesaurus, Roget's thesaurus, was released to the public. The original edition contained 15,000 words, and he had been working on it for almost 50 years. Now, you know, we can pull up the internet and we can find out, you know, anything practically, and certainly dictionaries, words, translations. But that was a real labor of love to find what he put into
50
that book.
Years,
50
dude.
Years.
Yeah. And you think about, like, what it actually takes to sit down, because we think of a thesaurus as something, you know, you go online, you look up the thesaurus, you open up Roget's. Imagine starting from scratch.
Yes.
And trying to write a thesaurus. Like, okay, the word many. Like, what are all of the possible synonyms of that one word? Or the word blue, or the word handsome, or something like that. Yeah, unbelievable work.
There are much, much to be thought of. Oh, that would be one of the synonyms for many.
Yeah, there you go. All right, speaking with Scott Washington, History Matters, we've got a minute left. Okay. What's your highlight for
You mentioned the War of 1812 and that last battle. Louisiana Purchase takes place in 1803, April 30th, and then just 9 years later is when Louisiana same day becomes the 18th state.
Oh, we got to wrap up with Honesty Day though, because April 30th, Sunday, is it international or national Honesty Day?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I would like to think it's international, but it's the idea. And a fellow M. Hirsch Goldberg, he chose the last day of April for two reasons. First, because April Fool's starts off April, he thought that would be a good one to finish it. Also, it's the anniversary of the first inauguration of George Washington on April 30th, 1789.
Interesting.
So that's a good day. And also,
so everyone be honest on April 30th.
Well, and if anybody likes Mary Had a Little Lamb, Sarah Josepha Hale was born in 1879 on that date. And not only did she write this wonderful nursery rhyme we all know, she founded the Seamen's Aid Society in 1833 to assist families of Boston sailors who died at home. So poets and good service always seem to go together.
Sounds good. History Matters this week with Scott Washington. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron, as always.